can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. You're listening to Hammer 96.7 VT Radio. It's early in the morning in California, 7.02 a.m., partly cloudy. It will get hot, just as much as the show will be. It is May 19th, 2021. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are global. We're heard around the world. Like I said yesterday, I looked at our ratings, and they're up, so am I. I want to thank our guest yesterday, Ms. Jane Risden, author. Visit her on Amazon. Great books. We have more guests coming up. If you'd like to come into the studio, here's the number. This show is very unscripted. I don't have a script, so it can go anywhere. And it usually does. The number is 319-527-6099. That's the number, 319-527-6099. I know you see the marquee and you just hit the button, but sometimes people are listening on the phone. Coming in studio. And if you do, if you're a business person, promote what you need. Let the world hear what you have. Our main topic today. You know, I don't understand why gay people do this. They do little words, right? Gay. Are they really gay? And back in the day, what gay meant to me was, you're happy. Are you really happy? So they went from gay to glad. Are they really glad? Are they glad they came out? Or is it bullshit? Okay. Main story today. They're calling for transgender students to be accepted as part of a team in sports. They even have like a slogan called the Save Woman Sports Act. Yeah. Woman Sports Act, right? Chicks with dicks. All right. It was introduced on February 3rd as in the House Bill 2706, and it passed in party line vote of 31-29. The ban on transgender students participating in girls' sports was sponsored by Representative Nancy Bartow. She's a Republican. She wanted to ban it. I'm a Democrat. I agree with her. It will be introduced into the Senate in May. The NCAA Board of Governors, which is comprised of university presidents and chancellors, issued a statement on April 12th that is firmly and unequivocally supports the opportunity for transgender students, athletes, to compete in college sports. That's where we are. That's where we are. We're going to talk about that. We're going to really talk about that. This show is not politically correct. Because I think guys like me are extinct. I'm not conforming to your social media rules and accepting everything. I'm holding the line. I'm putting my foot down and putting my other foot down. And I'm shaking it all around. And I'm doing the hokey pokey, and that's what I'm going to be doing. Because that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. This is nothing new. You know, human beings are not happy. They would never be happy. They're ungrateful little bastards running around. Every human being on this earth is never happy. Never. And you can never be happy. You know why? Because you always want something bigger, faster, better, stronger. And you will always want to achieve it. You want a better marriage. You want a happier home. You want a bigger home. You want better kids. And you keep working on it because you're not happy where you are. Nobody's happy. Nobody's happy. What does that have to do with what we're talking about? You know, just hang in there. I'm going to do the transition. You're not happy. Women want something bigger and stronger and curvier. Curve to the right, curve to the left. Shake it all around. Clap your hands. That's what it's all about. Men want something tighter, wetter, stronger, hairier, shorter. And not happy with the regular sex thing. They got to smack that ass. You're not happy with just making love to a beautiful woman, but you want to do things. Tie her up, choke her, whip her, hang her, pull her hair. You couldn't just be happy just holding her and making love? No. Spit on her face. Come on her face. You're not happy. You're not happy. Women, they get upset. What do? You don't leave. You just want to kick them in the balls. Okay. You're not happy. And I can prove it. You know, I call them the Catholics. It's a 12-step program. They're Catholics. But I call them Catholics. They sold us a bunch of goods, religion. Religion isn't about God. I had clergy come in here and talk about the God, and I'm wondering, what God are you talking about? Because the God that you're talking about is God of hate. That your God hates homosexuals. Your God hates gay people. Your God hates this. Your God hates that. Your God hates even sex. But he doesn't hate it if you're married, because if you pledge your life to him and you're joining in your relationship to him, then God says, okay, you can fuck her. We might get, you know, dearly beloved, we are gathered here for Brian and his and this piece of ass of his, and they're going to get more, they're going to be joined in the matrimony of in God's eyes, and God bless you. Okay, Brian, we now pronounce you man and wife. Go fuck her. Thank you, Lord. Because if I was going to go fuck her without the Lord's blessing, I'm burned in hell. The Catholics told us that. Hell, the Catholics are saying that, you know, once in a while you got to go to confession. I'm going to confess my sins, because the Pope even said this one time. You cannot go to heaven unless you confess your sins to me. The Pope said that. The Popey. He was close to God. It was a church, the Catholic First Church. And you know the Catholic Church denied Jesus Christ? Read your Bible. What kind of church is that? They preach the Lord, but yet he can't come in. I mean, how did that go? It's like he knocks on the door. Hello, this is Jesus. Yeah, Jesus, what do you want? Well, I heard you talking about me and how I talk, and I'm the prophet and everything, and you're telling everybody this. Yeah, and well, I'd like to know if I could come in and listen. Get out of here, you hippie. Okay. Because church is not about God. Church is about business. money. That's what it's about. I mean, can you imagine sitting around in a circle, somebody goes, hey, how do you make money? Well, people are afraid of this make-believe place called hell. Well, what is hell? Well, let's say there's people down there, okay, and there's a lot of fire, okay, and your soul is ever tormented down there. Well, that sounds scary. What do? Let's sell them on that. Well, how do you sell hell? Well, if we tell them, if they don't buy this product, they go to hell. What? You can't do that. Yeah, we can, because people are morons. If you tell them enough that if you don't do this, your soul will burn in infamy into the worst bowels of hell forever. Well, I mean, is there any document on it? We don't need documents. What do you mean? Because people believe in faith. We're selling them a Fugazi. This is Fugazi. This is make-believe. This is something they can't understand. It's called a spiritual thing. And it's like the emperor of new clothes. Nobody's going to say anything because they're going to look like an idiot. But we don't sell them hell. Okay. What do we sell them? We sell them God. Great, he's pure, he's happy, this. And you can go to heaven forever after and everything, and you live in paradise, and you're on a cloud, and you got nice clouds, and you're sitting there, and you're floating around, and you're so happy, you're at peace, and you get to see the Lord. Okay. So that's what we do. What do we call this? Well, let's call it dumb fuck. No, we can't do that. It's too obvious. Let's call it heaven. We're going to sell heaven. Yeah, like real estate. We'll sell heaven. We'll tell the people that if you're good and you obey, you get to go to this beautiful place, this paradise place called heaven. And if you don't, you go to the bowels of hell. We're forever tormented in the bowels of hell. Okay. We'll call it religion. Religion. Yeah. We say it to the people. Because people are suffering. And people don't have enough to eat in their crops. We got to give them something to believe. And we tell these people, well, do we help the people? Nah, we don't help the people. Are you kidding me? We just give them hope. We give them faith. And if you give them hope and faith, they will stay with you. But once we say hope and faith for a couple of minutes, I mean, won't they forget? No. No, that's the beauty of the sales. That's the beauty of the business. What do you mean? They have to come every week. Let's make it Sunday. And they got to keep renewing their faith, and we got to keep telling them about a book they read years ago, and we keep talking about the same book. And we keep telling them about this and reminding them of this business we call religion. That's brilliant. Yes, it is. Because it's all about the money. And believe it or not, political. We got the fathers. I mean, let's go with the Catholics again. I call Catholics Catholics because it is a 12-step program. We go to the Catholics. What kind of religion is this? Well, we buy in that they eat the body of Christ. They eat his body. That's kind of sick. I know. Well, what do? Is it spirit cooking? No, we'll get a wafer. Wafers are cheap. They're made by bread and everything. We'll say it's the body of Christ. And then they have to drink his blood. It's kind of gruesome. And then they'll tell us the darkest stories and their dangerous stories and everything in this little room. And we get to hear all their perverted stuff. Isn't it cool? It's a great business, man. And then later when they go away, we could diddle their kids. You diddle their kids. We could play with their kids. And we play with their little balls. And then we could molest them. But if we molest the children, aren't they going to go away from the church? No, they're not going to go away from the church. They'll be afraid to go away from the church. Because if they go away from the church, they will forever burn in hell. So we could fuck their kids, and we could screw their minds up, and then if they and if it gets in the press, we'll move the priests. But God wouldn't do that. Well, it says it in the book. Under Commandment 15, priests who diddle children must be moved. Thou shalt move priests. Oh, yeah. This is cool. But is there really a God? I don't know if there's a God. You know why? We tested it this year. What do you mean? Well, we had the pandemic. Yes. The pandemic, can the pandemic be stronger than God? What do you mean? Well, the pandemic shut the church down. If God really was part of that church, don't you think the people who will come into that church will have some kind of immune strength and spiritual strength, and God can protect them because these are the children that he loves? Because yes, but we have to shut it down. We can't have it, and the priest got to wear a mask. Well, why do we got to make masks if the Lord is good and we are the spokesperson for the Lord? Ah, you still got to wear a mask. You can be contagious. But that makes no sense. If we're talking about the Lord and we're saying the Lord and the Lord comes through us and we're praising the Lord and the Lord loves his children, we're obeying the Lord, why do we got to wear a mask? Because we'll get sick. Why would we get sick? The Lord will protect us. Oh, now you're getting it. Because there's no such thing. We made it up. It's a business. That's all it is. And we put the ritual in each religion. There's many different religions, and each religion has their own different rituals. Are you telling me there's different gods for each religion, or there's just one God? Because how can Buddha and Judaism and on and on and on, and Mormons and Baptists, and I mean, is it one God, and he's all these religions? No, they're different businesses, my friend. Is there a God? That is the question. Of course there's a God. But man or woman took advantage of faith and turned it into a business, and they made their own rules. And it's working. But all you have to do is look at the pandemic and see millions and millions of God, Christian, people. At one time, Christians were lion food until the lions went on a diet and they became vegans. And they stopped eating the Christians. But Christianity, that's another animal. In the name of Christianity, there have been people who have raped and killed and pillaged and villages destroyed and everything in the name of God. They use his name for war. In the name of God, we will chop your head off. There's certain religions right now in the name of the Lord in the Muslim religion. If a woman takes off her mask or she's not wearing her something or she says something out of thing, she could be killed in the name of the Lord. And now they're killing in the name of the Lord. But God wouldn't have that. Of course not. Because it's about control and money. Not about religion. There's no such thing. It's a fugazi. But we got to sell you on it. All you have to do is look at the pandemic and how many Christians died over the years. I mean, God-fearing, and we use God-fearing. How come we don't use the word God-loving? Let's put God-fearing into our sales pitch. It's better. Not God-loving. No, that doesn't work. It's a self-sell. We got to put the fear in them. How many God-fearing people, Christians, died over the year because of the pandemic, and God didn't protect them? Because you're saying that this scourge, and some religions are saying these scourges are from, this is an act of God. This is Armageddon. The four horsemen are coming. This part of this pandemic is part of God's plan. So God's plan is to kill us and destroy us. So what God are you praying for? So when clergy's come into the studio, And they talk about the Lord Jesus Christ. And they talk about God. And you ask them about homosexuality or this or that and that, and they are so against it. So are they praying to the God of hate? Because the God of love or forgiveness is not going to be that angry. It's a business. That's what it is. You don't believe me? I will prove it to you. Oh, this show is sponsored by the Lord Jesus Christ. Get the book. Thank you. What is that book? Watchtower? With the Jehovah's Witnesses. Who are they witnessing? But I will prove to you right now. And I wish I could. I wish I could, but I think I can. Okay? I think I can. And here it is. Here's a friend, and then he's going to help me prove to you that this is a business, and it's religion that I bring to you. Here's my friend.
Hello. My name is Elder Price. And I would like to share with you the most amazing book. Hello, my name is Elder Grant. It's a book about America a long, long time ago. It has so many awesome parts. You simply won't believe how much this book can change your life. Hello, my name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ. Hello. My name is Elder Young. Hello. Did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA? You can read all about it now. Hello. In this nifty book, it's free. No, you don't have to pay.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Elder Smith. And can I leave this book with you for you to just peruse?
Hello.
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 I'll just leave it here. It has a lot of information you can really use. Hello.
Hi.
My name is
Jesus Christ.
You have a lovely home.
Hello.
It's an amazing book.
Bonjour.
Hola.
Hey, how?
They are an elder wife.
Are these your kids?
This book gives you the secret to eternal life.
Sound good?
Eternal life.
With Jesus Christ.
It's super fun.
Hello.
Ding dong. And if you let us in, we'll show you how it can be done.
No thanks.
You
sure?
Oh, well. That's fine.
Goodbye.
Have fun in hell.
Hey, now.
You simply won't believe how much it's
change religions, have a free book written by Jesus.
No, no, Elder Cunningham. That's not how we do it. You're making things up again. Just stick to the approved dialogue. Elder, show it.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is
Elder Cunningham.
And we would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Hello.
He's an author. The reason I started with the religion part, because it takes us into this part. Homosexuality. And I said before that people are not satisfied. There was a movie, old, old movie, black and white movie called Frankenstein, that wanted to create a perfect man. Didn't turn out so well. And the reason I say Frankenstein, because it applies today. Homosexuality, how I feel about homosexuality. There's nothing different between me, which I'm a straight man, or a homo, the other guy over there. There's no difference. The only difference is he probably has a bigger asshole than I do, for all the poking going down there and the prodding. But I don't really care what people do in their bedroom. But if you put me, I'm an athlete, and you get a homosexual as an athlete, you couldn't tell. Well, maybe he could. He has glitter on his shorts and his legs, and he flies over the hurdles with a wee. Every time you go over a hurdle, wee. Other than that, you cannot tell the difference. I do not think badly on homosexuality. I'm not homophobic. I don't care. I happen to think it's a sexuality. And on the outside, I'm thinking, why do you need to be, you know, it's your sexuality. So what? Well, you know, people are against people and they hate people because they just like to do the old, you know, push and a tush kind of thing. So what? What people do in their homes and what they do in their homes. But then it got pretty bad when they started not hiring homosexuals, attacking homosexuals because they are gay, blah, blah, blah. It became a civil matter. And then that's when I'm joining them, Team Homo. I'm very, very sensitive about the homosexuals. So, you know, so the fags, don't get upset with me. I'm on your side. I'm Team Fag. But the thing about it is, it's like when you get to the civil rights where they can't do this and you spit on them, you kill them and all this kind of stuff, okay, that's bullshit. And I don't know why you straight guys are so afraid of my homosexual friend. What the hell is wrong with you? You think because you're walking down the street and you see a homosexual that they're going to rape your ass? Well, guess what? When you think about that, when you're in a room and you think at a home and you're so intimidated with a homosexual because you're afraid he's going to come on to you, well, start thinking about every woman in this world, your sister and your mother walking down the street, because she's thinking the same thing. If some guy smiles at her or some guy talking to her, she's thinking the same thing. So when you look at a homosexual and because you think you're all that and he smiles at you, you're automatically thinking he's going to want to fuck you. Guess what? Welcome to womanhood, because women think the same damn thing and men don't think that way. When a woman can just have a nice conversation, she's afraid to smile because she's going to think you get the wrong idea. She may be afraid to talk to you because then she thinks that you're going to get the wrong idea, that she's a whore and you want to fuck her. So when you, next time you're with a homo and he smiles at you, you smile back at that homo and you give him a fag high five. We'll go back over that. Oh, God. Sometimes when I need a moment. A fag high five, really? Where's my coffee? I don't have no coffee. I'm going to have to take another break. That's what you do. You support his fagness. The world will be a better place. That takes us into what we're going to talk about now. Transgender. We're always trying to make the perfect human. And women come in here and say, we're equal to men. You're not equal to men. Men, God did not make you equal to us. Here's how the world started. God says, I'm going to create a world. I'm going to create a man. We need somebody to do the heavy lifting. There goes man. Ugh, man. Now I'm going to create a woman. We need somebody to make the good decisions and think things carefully and plan things out and put things in order. Create woman. That's it. He did not create us to be equal. We are strong in our different areas. And that's why we joined each other. So then the gays, not the gays, then out of the blue, somebody got an idea saying, huh, that's good. why don't we do it both? I go, what are you talking about? Why don't we have the strength of a man and have a good and have the common sense of a woman and the good decisions of a woman, and let's put it together. What? But God didn't create it that way. Because if God wanted us that way, a lot of us would be hermaphrodites. Which I do have a cousin who's a hermaphrodite, by the way. I do, personal thing. So we born the transgender. How did the transgender be born? Here's the history. Here you go.
Now, that brain that you gave me, was it Hans Delbrück's? No. Good. Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
I'm almost sure that was the name.
Are you saying that I put an abnormal brain into a 7.5 foot long, 54 inch wide gorilla?
What?
Is that what you're telling me? Quick, quick, get him up.
And that's how we started to transgender. They may have an abnormal brain. Because it doesn't make sense. But yet we're supposed to accept it. For 1 minute, I want you to think about this. Those of you who have daughters, those of you who are daughters, those of you who are women. And I've had a lot come into the studio who have been abused and everything. I cannot tell you how many people come in here, the women come in here who have been abused. But for 1 minute, I'm not even going to go there. Let's go with your children. Let's go with your children. You're 8. You're 9, and you have a house full of children. You have a boy and a girl. And then you see your son pounding your daughter's face with his fist, just pounding her. Let's go to the teenager. Now they're 16 and 17. The guy's about maybe 5'9", 165 pounds. She's developing and everything. They get in a little, and he goes into her room. She goes, get out. She throws a teddy bear at him. She's 16. He may be 17. Then he jumps on her and pounds her face. Pounds her face, her chest, kicks her ass. Blood everywhere. I want you to really look at that vision, because that's what transgenders are wants us to accept. So now you're walking down the street. Instead of these couple arguing, you got this guy who may be 225, 6'3", bashes this girl in the face and kicks her like she's in a brutal match. She doesn't have a chance. She's trying to swing and slap him. But he has his fist balled up, and the weight of his body is just bringing her under and just pounding her and pounding her and pounding her. Put that image in your face, in your mind. Because that's what they want us to believe, that it's okay. That's what you want us to believe, that allowing these creations that come into our universities where you're sending your daughters, and that they're allowed to play contact sports because they think they are female but yet a body of a man. And they will wrestle them. They will hurt them. But you got to look at the other side. So let's say you're in college, and then there's a transgender there. Let's say man transgendering to a female. And let's say it's a Friday night, and all of a sudden he's in her wig and outfit, whatever. There's an argument breaks out. He is transitioning to a gender. He's with his girlfriend because it's social compliance. They like that. He starts wailing on a girl next to him, just wailing out, pulling her hair, kicking her ass, butt and everything, because he still has the body of the man, but his brain is a female. So that should be okay. And you should walk down the street and the guy goes, I'm a transgender. It's cool. Oh, sorry, dude. I didn't know you were a transgender. Carry on. Beat the shit out of her. The bitch probably deserves it. I'm sorry. Because that's what your university is asking you to accept. That's what society is asking you to accept. Now, if we accept that, then we would have no problems kicking its ass, because we could turn around and say, if your friend's a transgender, and then they say something and you're kicking their ass and they look like they're a female. But you know what? If that transgender says, hey, I'm a female, and you're tricking, you can get arrested for a hate crime. You can. We're going to talk about that right now. And I'm going to probably make a call to GLAAD. Because one, how I stand on homosexuality, I have no problem with homosexuality, and I can't even say the word problem. I think they're normal people. And the only reason I'm on their side is because of their civil rights has been invaded because of who they are. Other than that, I don't give a fuck who they are and what they do in their bedroom. It's none of my fucking business. But when you start making it a law and you're asking me to accept certain things, now it's my business. And you made it my business. We're going to go over that story with the GLAAD Media Awards and they're supporting the transgender actor or athletes. We're going to go over that story. Cole gave me some story about Demi Lovato. Now she's non-binary, so we got another nutcase running around, and Demi Lovato always been a nutcase. And we got other stories like this, but this is an important story. It won't go away. It won't. So these colleges are in trouble saying, do we ban the transgender athletes? Are there that many of them out there, really? Really? And if they ban transgender athletes, what about their civil rights? We're going to get in that story when I'm going to take a break if you'd like to come to the studio, because I'm going to drink some coffee. If you want to come to the studio, it's 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your poster. I would like to hear what you have to say. I usually don't ask for people to come in the studio. I really don't. Because you don't want to know, and you don't want the invitation, because you never know who will come in. I have a rhythm here. Well, we'll talk about Trump, and we'll talk about masks. We'll talk about a lot of things, but this is the main story. I mean, if we ban the transgender to participate in sports, are we screwing up somebody's civil rights? I mean, back in the day, it used to be transvestites or cross-dressers. What happened? I say if you really want to be a transgender, then be a eunuch. Chop your dick off. Don't go half, go full in. And then I can at least give them some respect because they paid the price, right? You go, I got my dick chopped. Okay, you know what? You're a special person. You get a pass because you paid the price. But don't just put on your dress and come out in a wig and say you're a transgender. It's like, don't piss on me and then tell me it's raining. Don't do that. You know the number to come in the studio. 319-527-6099. If you got something to say, I'd like to hear it. If not, all right, I'll keep on talking. But this really bothers me. And when we come back, we'll get more into the story. And we got other stories, too. Donald Trump is outraged. God. We'll talk about that, too. All right, guys. The story today is GLAAD Media Award presenters. They support transgender athletes. If you support a transgender athlete, are you supporting abuse? Are you giving somebody a pass just to kick a girl's ass? If you're a transgender athlete, girls, if you're going against a transgender athlete, one thing, kick them in the balls. Let her scream. We'll be right back. Well, maybe we should accept the transgenders, but I don't think so. We'll be right back after this. I'm getting coffee.
Say, do one of you guys know how to Madison?
Get out of here.
For God's sake, keep a grip on yourself, Janet.
But it seems so unhealthy here.
It's just a party, Janet.
Well, I want to go.
Well, we can't go anywhere till I get to a phone.
Well, then ask the butler or someone.
Just a moment, Janet. We don't want to interfere with their celebration.
This isn't the Junior Chamber of Commerce, Brad.
They're probably foreigners, way different than our own. They may do some more folk dancing.
Look, I'm cold, I'm wet, and I'm just plain scared.
I'm here. There's nothing to worry about.
How'd you do, I? You've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little broad dime, because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme, maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just stay where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, baby, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night? Or maybe a bite. I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan. And he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the ray is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Yeah. Here's the story. I got to take a deep breath. Here's the story. And we're going to talk about Trump and politics a little later. Get you abreast. Abreast. Ooh. Get you updated on a situation. Story, headline. See if you agree. GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D, it stands for, gay, Lesbian Associated Asshole Department. GLAAD. They have their media awards. Why do I hear Melissa in my head going, oh, God. Hey, I'm doing the best I can. GLAAD Media Award presenters support transgender athletes. GLAAD, Gay, Lesbian, Associate Asshole Department. So they're talking about the Boys in the Band and Star Trek Discovery were among the winners at the 32 GLAAD Awards, Makeup Awards. Okay, fine. Schitt's Creek, I seen it. Stupid show. Idiotic show. Not interested, but it's a good one because you know what? There's controversy in the acting world because they're gay. It's almost like, let's boycott the Oscars because there's no black producers or directors. Stupid makeup award shows. Well, anyway, Schitt's Creek and the Boys in the Band, they were winners of the GLAAD Media Awards, which is a made-up awards, which included soccer's Ashlyn Harris and Ollie Krager. Every time you mention a name, the gay people are saying, they're gay. Yay. Calling for transgender students to be accepted as part of the team. Again, when we hear that word transgender students, I want you to remember every woman at the end of a fist of a man being destroyed. Every woman at the hand of a man, his fist going into her beautiful face over and over and over again, smashing her face with the power of his fist. That's the image you should have if we're going to let the transgender athletes go in and kick some ass of our daughters and mothers. I can hear it now. Brian, that's not fair. Yes, it is fair. I had go on YouTube. There was a transgender, and this is really what bothers me, and I pulled the story. I'm not going to do it again. I did it maybe a week ago, about this athlete in MMA. MMA is a mixed martial arts. It's the same thing. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like UFC fighting. And this fucker, I call him abuser and attempted murderer, he decided to hide his transgender, so he went in as a woman. I still can't figure out how they did not figure this out. So he hid his identity by posing as a transgender, but he didn't even tell anybody he was a transgender. If you're so proud to say you were a transgender, why don't you just say you're a transgender? But he wanted to compete so bad, but he was a transgender, and he was winning his matches and destroying these women. It was hard to even watch on YouTube. It was disgusting, and he was kicking their asses, and they did not know he was a dude, or in this case, transgender. So instead of putting this guy away for murder or assault, because he hit it, you know what they did? They gave him an award. And not only did they give him an award, they gave him his own documentary and called him a hero. I am not lying. We did the story last week. They said, we are so proud that you have the strength to come out and you are representing things for other little transgender boys and girls can look up to. You are like, a role model. You're not no role model. You went in. You did not tell them you were a transgender. You hid that fact. You went in posing as a girl, and you started kicking them, hitting them, bloodying them, breaking their noses, breaking their backs, their arms and everything, and you're winning the matches, and you hid the fact that you were a dude. And then you want to say, well, I'm not a dude, I'm a transgender. You even hid the fact that you were a transgender. You didn't tell nobody. But yet we're going to reward you with a documentary and give you some kind of hero award to say you're a hero for transgender boys and girls. This is what we do. We lie and we kick your ass. True. YouTube, look it up. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Harrison Krager, spouses, these are spouses, I guess, who play for the Orlando Pride and were on the 2019 World Cup soccer winning U.S. women's national team, presented an award in Thursday virtual ceremony to the film Happiest Seasons, about a lesbian romance. Really, is that really a happy season? What about a happy ending? But we're going to call it a happy. So you want to, that's just, again, we want it better. So the happy ending is not good enough. We want to make it a season. What about a happy year? How about a happy new year? So it's called a happiest season. It's about a lesbian romance. Lesbian romance? Okay, fine. Who cares? Two people fall in love, and then they pull down each other's panties, and they eat fish. Ugh. Cares? Is that really a film? The couple drew attention to transgender athletes amid widespread efforts to restrict their participation, including a recently signed Mississippi bill that bans them from competing on girls' or women's sports teams in July. Go Mississippi. You tell them, Mississippi. That's right. I am with you, Mississippi. The trans students want the opportunity to play sports for the same reason other kids do. You're not other kids. You can't do it. Really. You're not other kids. I would like to go and dance at a strip club with a nice stripper and play with and dance on her pole and see if you can dance on my pole. I would like to have one of these things, an act. No, you can't. And I like how they put it, right? The sympathy thing. The same reason other kids do, to be a part of a team where they feel like they belong. Really? You're never going to belong. You're a chick with a dick. And then you want it, and because you were a chick, because you got something fucked up in your brain. And I think you guys are really pulling this bullshit on us. And I really think this is a prank. And you're seeing, I wonder if these assholes, these straight people, believe this shit. Because they're not going to say shit because they're so afraid to say shit. Because then they're going to look like an idiot. So I wonder, are you guys pulling this shit on us? And that we're believing this shit and you're laughing at us. They really believe that we're a guy and we want to be a girl. And I wonder if they're really laughing at us because it's a joke. This is a joke. So Harris added, we shouldn't discriminate against kids and ban them from playing because they are transgender. There's no such thing as a transgender. There's no such thing. You accept this with the social media bullshit. This is social media, just transgender. Do you really think, so basically what you're saying, transgenders, is that God fucked up. For me to accept you as a transgender, you're saying God fucked up, the creator. You're saying that your biological thing is a male, and he's giving you X and Y chromosomes. He's giving you little fishies. He's giving you everything that you're male, and then you're saying, well, Jesus, I think you made a mistake. Let's just go over this, and let's just take a deep breath, because I think you made a mistake, Jesus. Yes, you did. Yes, you did, because I'm not really a boy. I'm a girl. So basically, transgenders are saying that the Lord fucked up. They're calling the Lord the liar. I don't know. But all I know is I'm a girl, and you gave me a penis. And you didn't give me any tits. And I can never bear children. And I can never nurse my child to life like other women do. I can never go to menopause. And God knows I can never get bloated. And I can never do this that normal women do. But you know what? I don't need that. I don't need that. Because this is all the things that make you a woman, and the difference between our biological bodies is, but they don't need that. I just want the good part. That's it. I want to be treated like a woman. I want to be slapped and fucked up the ass. Only on Fridays. Other days I want to cuddle. But ass fucking, it's in the cards now. Are you gay? I'm not gay. But I'm transgender. So everything that makes a woman, whether menopause and eggs and being able to give birth and be able to nourish their children by breastfeeding and everything, that's, they can never have that. But yet they can claim they're a woman. And that's the only thing, because if the women doesn't have that, guess what? They're men. If you take away the way of creating life or the way of nurturing your child when they're born and the way of having their menstrual cycle and be able to conceive children, and you take away all that, what do you got? You got a man. Really, can it be that difficult, guys? Really? Really? Okay, so that's like a black person says, I'm not black. Well, you look black to me. No. In my head, I'm white. Really? Yeah. I want to be able to live in a nice neighborhood, get a loan from the bank, be able to drive on the street, and when a police stops me, I want to be able to question him because it's my civil rights. I want to be able to go to school. I want to be able to not worry about getting shot. I don't want to march in any protests. I'm white. You want to be complete white? Well, not complete white. I want to keep my black dick. What? Yeah. Just like transgenders. They want to be a woman, but I want to be everything a woman. Okay, well, let's have your dick. Uh-uh. You crazy? I want to keep my dick. So I want to be white. I want to have all the privilege. I want to have white privilege. I want to be able to look at somebody and say, you are not worthy, even though I live in a trailer. And my septic tank is my refrigerator, and I live in the woods. But I'm still better than you. So I want everything white people have, but I don't. Well, okay, you're white, then let me take your penis off and put your white penis. I'm keeping my black dick. Are you crazy? But I want to be white. Same thing. And I want you to buy it. Well, I mean, you look black as night and you got an afro. Oh, really? Oh, you don't accept me. Because in my head, I'm white. Except for the dick. I'm keeping that. I want to be able to get a job. I want to be able to hold a job and I want to be able to get a loan. But you're black. No. Stop it. You're just not accepting me. Okay. I understand. You want the best of both worlds. Yes. That's it. I see. And you want us to accept you. Uh-huh. Holla. Hey. The GLAAD Awards in their 32nd year recognizes what the media advocacy organization calls fair, accurate, and inclusive depiction of LGBTQ. Now, if you don't know what LGBTQ means, straight people, let me explain what that means. These are letters. L means lesbian, G means gay, B means butt, T means titties. Q means I have a question. So is LG lesbian, gay, butt titties, QAnon? That's what the Q means. These are the people with issues. The presenter and winners in this year's event highlighted priorities, including the importance of solidarity and self-respect. Solidarity and self-respect, really? Out of all the words you're going to pick, solidarity and self-respect, those are the words you're going to pick? You hate yourself. You loathe yourself. You hate yourself so much that you want to change sex. You can't even stand the skin you live in. You can't even stand the way you look in the mirror. So you want to do everything possible to make yourself look like a Frankenstein. And you look like that and you think you're cute. Because that's what you see. I see a creation of, I have no idea what the fuck this is. Look. Solidarity and self-respect. Bullshit. Then it says here, friends, I'm so proud to stand with the LGBTQ, and again, lesbian, gay, butt, tits, QAnon community tonight. Just as the LGBTQ community stands with black and diverse communities. No, 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 you do not stand for the black. Shut up. You want to? No, no, you don't. Just as the LGBTQ community stands with the black and diverse communities, really, how do you stand with us? Because I know what you're going with this, our civil rights. This has nothing about civil rights. You can have civil rights. I mean, everybody has civil rights. But you have a disease, a mental illness. You are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Yes, you are. And you expect us to accept your mental illness. Civil rights has nothing to do with you deciding that you want to be a woman and vice versa. That has nothing to do with civil rights. That's a choice. And that's a choice you made, and you want us to accept you. And not only do we have to accept you, you want to go to our school so you can kick our daughter's asses and win an award and hurt people. The This Is Us star, citing that Black Lives Matter and Black Trans Lives Matter movement. There is a Black Trans Lives Matter movement? God's sake. Well, what they said is we're going to keep spreading that message of unity and justice until every one of us is safe to live the lives we love. Really? I say put yourself in a concentration camp and fight it out, you little bitches. You don't belong. No. I will never accept you. I will ignore you. I will pretend you don't exist. And if you try to bother me, since you're so keen on hitting women because you think you're a girl, that means I'm just going to kick the man part ass of you. So they have a award called the JoJo Siwa, the teenage YouTube personality and performer. So now we're going to a teenage YouTube personality called JoJo Siwa. We got to that point where we have no more personalities or entertainers anymore. We have to go to YouTube. So JoJo Siwa, the teenage YouTube personality and performer, presented the award. So you have no celebrities that's coming forward to present a transgender made-up award? I'm surprised. So you have to go to YouTube? Okay. So you presented the award for outstanding children's programming to the Not Too Late Show with Elmo. Elmo's a transgender? Elmo. Not Elmo. They got Elmo. You know, this is too much when you get Elmo. You are not claiming Elmo. They got Elmo. I like Elmo. I need to hear Elmo. Come on, Elmo. Where is Elmo? I mean, how in the world can you screw up Elmo? I mean, what the fuck? What the fuck? I got to hear Elmo. Elmo's not a transgender. Elmo is a straight puppet, Muppet. There's not a transgender in his body. He is righteous. He is strong. He is not gay. And you can tell he's not gay because Elmo does things that young boys like, and he's not part of that gay community. And I'll show you why Elmo is not gay or transgender. Listen to Elmo. Got Elmo. They got Elmo. All right, one fallen hero will survive. Somebody ought to get Elmo, and we get Elmo into one of those treatment programs. He'll be as straight as an arrow in a minute. Going back to this story, that's really disturbing, Elmo. It's kind of major that people my age can look at me and say, hey, I know someone who is LGBTQ, and she's really, really, really happy. Especially LGBTQ kids who don't live in a safe or accepting environment. She is honored to have a platform to share the message to be who you are, love who you are, and do it with pride. That's what Seawall from the YouTube says. Other awards went to Sam Smith, who was honored as Outstanding Music Album for Love Goes, Chica, whatever, named Breakthrough Music Artist for Industry Games, and We're Here, one Outstanding Reality Program. Cast members from Glee were there, including Chris Colfer, Amber Riley, and Jane Lynch, paid tribute to Naya Rivera and her character in a series, Gay Cheerleader, Santana Lopez Riviera, 33. She died in an accident drowning in... Oh, that was the one on Cast and Glee. Okay. There you go. That's what's happening with what's going on in your world today. I'm not going to stay too much on the gay thing, but I'm just trying to say, sometimes use your common sense. And I say this again, we can joke around and Elmo went transgender on me. I didn't expect that to happen. That's like breaking news. But any woman on the other side of a man's fist, pounding her face in, and she's so helpless that she cannot get up and move, and he's pounding her and pounding her and kicking her ass and breaking her nose and blood's all over her beautiful face, that's the image that you should have if you allow transgender to compete in women's sports in universities. Because nothing says sports better than breaking a chick's arm and busting her nose and breaking her leg if you're a man. Nothing says like play ball. We have a lot of other stories going, too, and that's my take on that. And if you want to, I have that message thing, and I usually, when I do stories like this, I get a lot of messages about people saying, shut up. You know I'm right. You talked about God that right. God's a business. Religion is a business. Get used to it. That's what it is. Biggest business in the world. It pays a lot. Get with it. As soon as you realize that religion is a business, you'll stop paying in their little gold, little pan that passes around like they're digging for gold and it's out of your pocket, about the same book that you've read before that are reading over and over again but giving you different scenarios about the same book. You're a moron. God is a business. That's what it is. Transgender is not a thing. No, it's not. So stop with the social media brainwashing bullshit and get back to the reality world that we once knew, and we could have a better place. When we come back, we're going to talk about Cole sent me something in my email or whatever just to piss me off, and he did a good job. And we're going to keep you abreast. We're going to catch you up on the politics. You're going to love what's happening, or you're going to be disturbed what's happening. Because while we're talking about the mass bullshit and we're talking about this bullshit and the pandemic and everything, what's really going on that's going to affect your life, wait till you hear what's happening. And I'm going to bring you up to date on that. And before we go, we like to end with a feel-good story. And we're not leaving. I'm just going to take a break. And we're going to start running commercials. So if you are an independent business and you want to have, you know, when I take my break and you want sponsorship and you want to, I play your commercials. Until I start recruiting you, I have to take little breaks like this. But here's a news story right before we take a break. It's a feel-good news story, right? I mean, feel-good stuff. Here we go. Woman tortured, killed man after he allegedly took a dollar from her child's bedroom. Yeah. A woman was tortured, killed a man after he allegedly took a dollar from her child's bedroom. Story. Police testified on Monday that a man in Lansing, Michigan, found dead. The man was found dead, and he was burned outside a townhouse on May 5th. Not only was he dead, whoever did it burned his ass outside the house, where everybody can see, by the way. On May 5th, was allegedly killed by two women who were seeking revenge over a stolen dollar bill. Huh. There's a lesson here. I don't know what it is. True police story. In a hearing, Detective Alan Larson told the court that Corey Dalton, the man found dead, was brutalized by Sharnie Cook, 27, and Marissa Gilbert, 29. Wasn't that the girl in Little House on the Prairie? No, that was Melissa Gilbert, not Marissa. Don't get them confused. After Dalton showed up at Gilbert's apartment to purchase a cigarette for a dollar. Okay. I completely understand that. Gilbert later found out that Dalton had allegedly stolen the dollar from her daughter's room. Why did you do that, Dalton? You went over there to get a cigarette for a dollar, but then you didn't have a dollar. So you got the cigarette, then you went into her bedroom, her daughter's bedroom, and you took the dollar back. Not good. Gilbert and Cook, who Larson said was living with Gilbert at the time. Yes, those are the two females, Gilbert and Cook. According to the court documents, then located and abducted Dalton. So they kidnapped us. This is a tragedy. I can't laugh at this. The visual in my head is too funny. They abducted Dalton, bringing him back to Gilbert's apartment. The two women then allegedly beat him bloody, breaking a lamp over his head, hitting him with the belt, and kicking him in the head. Cook later told police that she and Gilbert tortured him all night long. According to the court records, and she also confessed that Dalton begged for his life as they carried out his execution. This is what happens when they let people out of the house in a pandemic. We just don't know what to do. We got this rage. We've been locked down for about a year. And let's just go kidnap somebody and bring them to the apartment and execute them. It's like the Purge. The two women who are being tried for first-degree murder held Dalton until Tuesday morning when they decided to take him the apartment. Okay. Cook had recently been evicted from, poured bleach down his throat, and stabbed him and shoved him down a flight of stairs. So these two women, I had to retell you. So these two women, what they did was they took him to an apartment which they recently been evicted from. Okay. Then they poured bleach down his throat. I mean, they're not the brightest women in the world. They must be pole dancers, because why would you take the guy to an apartment you've been evicted from? They're going to know it's you. Then they poured bleach down his throat. Well, there you go. I give him a little pass because maybe they're thinking Trump, you know, and they're trying to save him from the pandemic, and that's how you cure it. I'm surprised they didn't put a UV ray up his ass. Okay. So they poured bleach down his throat, stabbed him, and shoved him down a flight of the basement stairs. This is over a dollar. Cook told police the night of her arrest that Gilbert believed that Dalton was involved in the death of one of their friends and Dalton's former girlfriend a year prior, whose body was found in the woods. This is not good. There's history here. Cook told officers that she and Gilbert then bought gasoline, and they returned to find Dalton already dead. The guy was just sitting there smoking a cigarette. He was just dead. So if he was dead, then we could do anything we want, right, officer? I mean, we found a dead body. We could take him in an apartment, and then we could hit him over the head with a hammer, and then we could burn him and everything. I mean, he's already dead, right? We could do anything. That's what they told the cops. They returned and found Dalton already dead. They burned Dalton, then they burned him then and there, setting the apartment ablaze. Now the apartment's going up in flames. Setting the apartment ablaze as well. Who added that the police acted on an anonymous tip that Gilbert killed someone with the help of another person. Gilbert's one of the girls. Anonymous tip? Was it the burn man? Hello, I'm burned. Can you get the cops over there? Who are you, sir? I'm not going to say. But you'll recognize me because I still got smoke coming from my head. I got smoke and I'm coughing up bleach. All right, sir, we'll be right over. But keep me anonymous. Larson said it was obvious that Dalton was badly injured in the photos and in the video in which Dalton could also be heard moaning in pain. Both women are being held in the Eaton County Jail and are being represented by the Public Defender's Office, which did not respond to Newsweek for the comment. There you go. There you go. Got to leave you with a good story. Cole, do you need to say anything? Look at my time. Hey, Cole, are you there? I don't know if I'm live because this time Blog Talk is acting weird. Hold on. Because I may not be live anymore. If I'm not live, I'm... Okay, now I got the right time. All right. Blog Talk is acting weird. I think I'm live still. All right, we'll be right back with more story. You're not going to believe what's going on. In politics. And there's more stories that you're not going to believe what's going on. Let's see what else I got before I leave. Alaska bill that would bar transgender. We went through that. Democrats revised bill for transgender, so we went through that. Arizona bill targeting transgender, went through that. GLAD, we went through that. Binary. Yeah, Demi Lovato went non-binary. And there's some other stuff. There's some other stuff we'll be talking about, Trump and everything. All right. You're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio. And we'll be right back. If you'd like to come in the studio, you already know the number. I'm not going to give it anymore. This is Brian the Hammer Jackson. We got more stories. You're not going to believe what's going on in politics. You've got to stay and listen to that. There was something else I wanted to tell you. I forgot what it was, but you're not going to believe what's going on in politics. We'll be right back with more Brian the Hammer Jackson.
Made a wrong turn once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decision, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, please misunderstood, misknown.
Welcome back to the show. You're welcome. You know, we're going to catch you up on politics and we get the hell out of the studio. I've got a lot of work to do. I'm going to play this comedy so I can take my breath. This is funny. And I'll set up the politics.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Okay, take a roll here. Jay Quellen, Jaqueline at? No Jaqueline here?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's going to be. Y'all want to play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jaqueline. Balake. Where is Balake at? No Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name is Blake.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Blake?
What? Do you want to go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly-ass name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Oh, no. Bitch. You say your name right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, A-A-Ron, where are you? Where is A-A-Ron right now? No A-A-Ron, huh? Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, A-A-Ron.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Why didn't you answer me the first time I said it, huh? I'm just asking you. I said it like 4 times, so why didn't you say it the first time I said A-A-Ron?
Pronounced
Aaron. Son of a bitch! You done messed up, Aaron. Now take your ass on down to Oshag Hennessy's office right now and tell him exactly what you did.
Who?
Oshag Hennessy.
Principal O'Shaughnessy?
Get out of my goddamn classroom before I break my foot off in your ass. Insubordinate and churlish. Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
There you go. We're going to keep you. I love that. We're going to keep you up to date on politics. Give it a minute. Really give it a minute, because it's going to a part where we are in big trouble. Sometimes I get tired of hearing my own voice, but we got to give you some information. This is according to Rachel Maddow. It was a very explosive night that she was talking about, and it's very interesting. Give it a minute, and I'm hoping that she goes into the other area, because I don't see it, but I'm hoping she goes into it. Here we go. Politics according to Rachel Maddow.
MSNBC. There's a lot going on in the news. There's a lot going on this hour. We're going to be going live to Arizona in just a few minutes tonight, where the Republican Party's indulgence of the Trump election fraud fantasies have now turned into sort of a nightmare for their own party. The dangerousness of what they are doing with this so-called audit of Arizona's election results is now causing some Republicans who initially supported it to not just jump off this proverbial ship, but they're now trying to torpedo that proverbial ship itself. Republicans in Maricopa County, again, including some who initially supported this thing, they're now not only demanding an end to the recount, they're saying they will refuse to cooperate with or have anything to do with it anymore. They're now pledging, among other things, to defend the integrity of Arizona's election by fighting in court any purported result that is announced for this audit. Some of the most lurid allegations made by the so-called audit group, the so-called recount groups, about something being terribly wrong and them having discovered terrible discrepancies in what they've recounted and audited thus far. Some of those, their most lurid and irresponsible claims, they've actually walked back tonight and admitted that they are true. We will have more on this ahead. But the fight back from Republicans in Arizona, who went along with this at first but now recognize how dangerous and how bad this is, what it's going to do not only to future elections in Arizona, but potentially what it's going to do to future elections for the whole country, they're fighting fight back over the past 24 hours is like all of a sudden really loud and really angry and at times really eloquent. It is something to behold, particularly for people who felt differently not all that long ago. And it's interesting, that has been unfolding over the course of this last 24 hours, even as there was big news about the other one of these nonsense Trump election fraud fantasy quests that the Trump loyalist Republicans have been pursuing across the country. This includes that same super serious firm called the Cyber Ninjas that Arizona Republicans hired to run their recount clown show in Arizona. The Cyber Ninjas and this whole same cast of characters indulging this voter fraud fantasy thing. In addition to them messing with the ballots, what they're doing with the election results in Arizona, they have been pursuing a court case in Michigan, a county called Antrim County, Michigan. And in the Michigan instance, they have also been alleging all these same bizarre conspiracies and fantasies about how Trump secretly won re-election, even though it looks like he lost, because something, something, bamboo, something, something, communism, Venezuela, Mike Flynn, buy my pillow, something, something. They've been pursuing this in Arizona with the recount, which has now completely split the Republican Party, as half the party is like, we got to stop doing this, and the Trump loyalists are persisting. In Michigan, they today, as Republicans in Arizona, were throwing down the gauntlet, demanding an end to this, the increasingly dangerous nonsense with Arizona's ballots there. Simultaneously today, the other place they are pursuing this, in Michigan, today, a judge in Antrim County, Michigan, threw out the Cyber Ninjas court case there. So we've got a massive backlash, even within the Republican Party, as to what they're trying to do in Arizona. The other place they've been looking to gin one of these up is in Michigan. Today, that was smacked down by a Michigan judge. Womp, womp. So we'll have more on what's going on there today. It does feel like a bit of a pivot point in terms of how far the Republican Party, at least in the states, is going to be able to indulge the Trump fantasy that he's secretly somehow the president, even though he lives at a golf club in Florida. But speaking of Michigan, here's a story today that's a little something different for us, but I find this absolutely fascinating on like 10 different levels. If you think about an American company that is a really big company, a company with a huge amount of revenue, a hugely successful retail enterprise, what do you think of? You might think of like Coca-Cola or Nike or McDonald's or maybe even like a big credit card company like Visa. Indeed, all of those big American companies make tens of billions of dollars every year in revenue. Just huge companies with huge annual income. Not annual income, annual revenue in millions, but in billions, in tens of billions. Do you want to know what's bigger than any of those, though? This. This truck. I don't mean like the Ford Motor Company has more revenue than McDonald's and Visa and Nike. It does, but that's not what I mean. I mean literally just this truck. Ford makes a lot of things. Ford makes cars, of course, and SUVs and crossovers. They just relaunched the Ford Bronco, which is super cute in its new iteration. They make transit vans and heavy-duty commercial vehicles of all sorts and sizes. They even make what's basically a supercar. And if that's the wrong thing to call it, I am truly sorry. And if you can just let me borrow your Ford GT for a day or 10, I swear I will learn all the proper terminology and get it back to you without a scratch. But of all the things that Ford makes, the thing that they make that alone pulls in more revenue than McDonald's or Nike or Visa or Coca-Cola is the F-Series pickup truck. It's the most popular vehicle in America, and it always is. More Ford F-Series pickups, they're full-size pickups, are sold. More of these vehicles are sold than any other vehicle in the country, and that is true every year, year after year, decade after decade. And it's never even close. I mean, the amount of revenue that just Ford full-size pickups generate in sales every year is more than $42 billion a year, just on that one vehicle alone, dwarfing all of those other American companies just with this one type of Ford truck. So that's, like, if that's what you work on, if you're part of the, you know, Ford F-Series truck manufacturing, marketing, sales process. If you work on that, it's like, oh, yeah, don't screw that up. We make $42 billion a year on these vehicles. Nothing else in America comes anywhere close. And it has been that way for decades. Don't screw it up. A couple of years ago, 2019, Ford did a stunt with their flagship full-size pickup. It was in a rail yard in an undisclosed location. They put out a video, a very slick video, outlining what they did. But it showed, ultimately, one truck, one F-150, towing more than 1 million pounds. And you see all these trucks that it's sort of streaming by at the front of your screen. That's 42 Ford F-150s lined up, nose to tail. And they picked 42 of them because that represents 42 years that the Ford full series, full-size pickup has been the best-selling vehicle in America. 42 of them, nose to tail, those lined up to be about the same length as 10 double-decker freight train cars. And 10 double-decker freight train cars weigh more than 1 million pounds. And what they did in this stunt is they had their new truck, just one of them, their new Ford, put on a tow strap and tow those 10 double-decker freight train cars. More than 1 million pounds of towing being towed by this one Ford F-150. And then they upped the game. Then all of those 42 pickups, those new pickups that were lined up alongside the train cars, they actually drove them into the train cars. They drove those 42 trucks that they had brought into the train cars, loaded them into the train cars. So now this whole thing was that much heavier. But again, they had just that same truck, that one truck, tow the 10 train cars again. This time, the train cars contained the other 42 pickup trucks inside them. And, you know, it's a stunt for Ford. Nobody knows where this is going or what exactly this is they're demonstrating. This nice woman who's driving, apparently organizing the thing, explains to the Ford truck owners that they assembled for this stunt that, yeah, you know, as she was driving, as she was doing this tow, she could feel the weight of the million-plus pounds, but even with the 42 trucks loaded into the train cars, over 1.2 million pounds being towed by this one vehicle, she said, you know, it didn't feel like too much of a strain. It was fine. I mean, truck ads, for context here, I mean, 1 million pounds, 1.2 million pounds towing, is that a big deal? For context, truck ads at this point, like, brag to the high heavens that their full-size pickups can tow 10,000 pounds or 15,000 pounds. Here, a couple years ago, is Ford unveiling something that can tow 1 million pounds? 1.2 million pounds? It doesn't even make sense. It's not even like walking outside and you're used to a blue sky and instead the sky is green. It's like walking outside, you're used to a blue sky and instead the sky is food. Like, it's just like, wrong noun. Something here is different. A pickup truck towing over 1 million pounds, that doesn't even compute. It just seems like a typo. That was 2019 from Ford. And the big reveal from that stunt was that the magic truck that was able to do the million-pound plus towing was an electric truck. It was the prototype of Ford's new electric F-150. It's electric and it can do that? No, it can do that because it's electric. Here's the thing. Whether or not you care about pickup trucks, whether or not you care about cars, whether or not you care about electric cars, even whether or not climate and energy are things that keep you up at night or not, if the Ford F-150 becomes an electric vehicle, if Ford can transition that particular vehicle to electric, because as an electric vehicle, it's better, goodbye gas cars in America. There isn't a single thing that could be done in this country to move us further and faster toward a no-gas automotive future and everything that means for infrastructure and climate and all the rest of it. There's nothing else that could move us further and faster toward that than this one vehicle, this specific vehicle, not only having an electric option, but actually being better as an electric vehicle than it is as a gas one, being more capable as an electric vehicle than it is as a gas one. Because pickup truck owners in this country, and there are gazillions of them, want their vehicles to be better and more productive, and they want them to look cool, F-150s recently changed from steel bodies to aluminum bodies. And when they made that change, everybody said, oh, truck owners were going to think that was prissy and this was going to be a big mistake by Ford. Truck owners weren't going to like that. Aluminum seems like such a wussy material. Oh, actually, it turns out trucks made with aluminum bodies instead of steel bodies are more capable. They can do more with that change in materials with really no downside that made any difference in anybody's life. F-150s recently shifted from their most popular engine being a big V8 to instead being a boosted V6. Not because F-150 owners got any greener in their sensibilities, but because the smaller engine turned out to be better. It was better. The EcoBoost V6, more hauling capability, more towing capability, and yeah, uses less gas. But even if you don't care about that, the point is still that it was better. More power, faster, more capable, an improvement. And so, yeah, everybody wants the better option. Everybody wants the better vehicle. Everybody wants the better engine. Everybody wants the better body. Ford did recently start offering a hybrid truck. Do Ford F-150 owners want a hybrid? I don't know. Maybe some do. But you know what truck owners do want? They want to be able to do stuff that they couldn't do before or that they needed expensive other equipment to be able to do. I don't know what Ford F-150 owners and potential customers think about the hybrid in the abstract, but you know what people really liked and turned out really wanted was the freaking generator that came wired into that truck, into the bed of the truck. What Ford did is they figured out a way to use the technology in that truck to literally put a generator in it that you can plug stuff into. There's like plugs like you'd have in your house right next to the tailgate. Do you want, in the abstract, the latest technology in your gigantic multi-thousand-pound work vehicle? No, not in the abstract. But if you live in Texas and the power goes out for days because it got cold and Texas's power grid can't operate anymore in the cold, then being able to back your truck up to the front of the house so you can run extension cords to it and keep stuff in your house plugged in when all your neighbors have the lights out, yeah, turns out people want that. Not necessarily because it comes in an eco-conscious package, but because that's cool. That's really useful. That's better than not having that. Mass consumer adoption of a better product, when that product is already outselling everything else in its class by a mile for decades, that's the kind of change that instantly renders everything else obsolete. Now, I'm a little reluctant to talk about this on TV because I am a car person, which means I don't necessarily have a good sense as to how much appetite anybody else has to hear about these things. I'm a car person. I'm on my second Ford F-150. I had two other Ford trucks before those. For everything that's different between Susan and I, part of the reason I think we got together is because we're both car people. When I met Susan, she had a straight six carbureted CJ with her initials in gold leaf on the door. I was like, oh my God, I think I'm dead. Because I just met you, and seriously, that's yours? Like, I'm dead. My life as I knew it before is over. Please, can I meet your car? That was her car. That was her Jeep, and I set it on fire many times, squirting starter fluid into it under the hood while she tried to turn over the engine. Being a car person doesn't necessarily mean that you're mechanically minded. But, you know, whether or not you're good with a carburetor, you're either into cars or you're not. It's fine either way. But as a news matter, whether you're into it or you aren't, it is worth knowing that right now, the single most important leap forward our country could make toward becoming an electric car country is for this one specific vehicle, the best-selling car in the country by a mile for decades, the Ford F-150, to become an electric vehicle. And for it to become an electric vehicle, because the electric version of it is better than what it was when it was only offered as gas. The most important thing, the most important single change that our country could make fast would be for that change to happen. No pressure, right, if you're involved with making the F-150. But we're about to find out if we're there.
My name is Joe Biden, and I'm a car guy. And I wanted to be here today, the day before you unveil the next generation of America's best-selling vehicle for the entire world, to thank you. Thank you for showing how we win the competition of the 21st century. You know, how the future is going to be made. It's going to be made here in America. Made in America. You know, I just got a tour of the groundbreaking electric vehicle center here, along with UAW workers. And they showed me the technology they're using to build this first ever fully electric F-150. I was able to sit in it, quite frankly. They let me see it, so I apologize to you and I won't see it till tomorrow. Damn, you're going to like it. And I'd sure like to drive it. I wonder whether or not I can lose the Secret Service and go out to the track. But you all think I'm kidding, don't you? Press knows I'm not.
And then he did actually take it out and rip it around the track at his trip today in Dearborn. They've got all that cladding around the vehicle. It looks like it's got that weird paint job on it. See all that stuff that's taped up around it, Velcroed on? That's to disguise the shape of the vehicle. Obviously, you can see the basic shape of it, but that's so that you can't see too much detail. It's supposed to be sort of optical illusion, those spots on it, so you can't quite make out exactly what it looks like. And that's because it hasn't been properly unveiled. It's going to be unveiled tomorrow by Ford at 9:30 p.m. Eastern in what's probably the most anticipated car launch in, well, since I've been a car person. President Biden did give away some of the specs. I mean, we did get to see him driving it around. He actually said to reporters he thought he could do 0 to 60 in 4.4 seconds. A full-size crew cab pickup, those are very fast numbers. Didn't sound like he had that right until he, in fact, hit the gas and shot off the horizon like the truck had been fired out of a gun. That all happened today ahead of the formal revealing of this truck tomorrow night. Linda Zeng came to this country when she was in third grade. Detroit Free Press just did a profile on her yesterday that explained a little bit of her backstory. She came here at age 8, speaking zero English. She learned the first part of the alphabet. She learned A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. She learned those letters, first 8 letters of the alphabet, on the plane on the way over to America, but that was her entire knowledge of English by the time she landed. She learned quickly. By the end of her family's first year here, she was fluent in English, started to do great in school. She and her family were from China. Her dad had come over to be a grad student at Purdue in Indiana, and that's how she and her family moved here when she was 8 years old. Her dad was an engineer. Mom was an engineer, too. Ultimately, Linda became an engineer as well. Degrees in electrical engineering, degrees in computer engineering. She got those advanced degrees while working at Ford. Ms. Zeng started there when she was 19. She's now in her 40s. And the woman who you saw driving in the towing a million pound stunt with all the rail cars, with the truck stuff inside the rail cars, with the first prototype electric Ford F-150, that's her, that's Linda Zeng. And the reason she's in all of these videos, including the big reveal about how much it can tow, the reason she's in all these is because she is the chief engineer in charge of the electric Ford F-150. She's the chief engineer for the vehicle that could do more to change the history of the combustion engine than anything else since the invention of the internal combustion engine. If what she has done works, and crucially, if it is better than what has come before it, if what Ford has done is build a Ford F-150 that is all electric, that is better than Ford F-150s that are powered by gas or diesel, this will change the game. This will change the climate, literally. This will change America's relationship to the internal combustion engine faster than anything else could. That one vehicle would make that big a difference. Linda Zeng's labor of love here with her team at Ford could be one of those turning point inventions that actually catapults us forward technologically, not in an incremental way, but really all at once. Joining us now is Linda Zeng. She's the chief engineer behind the new all-electric Ford F-150. Ms. Zeng, it's a real honor to meet you. Thank you so much for being here.
I'm going to kill this for a little bit.
Thanks for
316, you're live on the air. I was taking care of business. 316. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Amber? It's Columbus, man. I'm just listening.
Hey, man, what's going on? No, I'm glad to hear your voice. So, what you been
working
doing?
Working right now. Working, man. Moved to Florida, relocated to Florida. working on new music, changed my artist name. And yeah,
did you really?
Just been chilling, man. Yes, I did.
You sound great. You sound great. I'm glad I didn't lose you as a listener, man. I really like you, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Now, you got any new music you can send me? Because I'll play it. I'll play it tomorrow. If you can, I don't know if you're on Facebook or how can I reach you.
Yeah, I can give you a. I think I have your email and stuff like that. I don't have any new music. I just have a whole bunch of written new music I need to record. I'm actually booking a session next week sometime to knock out a few new songs.
Hey, well, you let me know. You know I'll promote it. You know I'll promote it, man. You know, I like your style. I love it when you come to the studio. I mean, you're a talented dude, man. I just want to see what I can do to help you.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate it. We just need to talk to King Webb and tell that man we need to have a little studio session and make some great news.
Okay, you got it. You got it. He's around. He's usually in the studio. But he's been doing his thing, and let's all get together. Let's make things happen. I could do it. I know some people.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on. I'm just going to play this again. It's some interesting things I got to play because it's the show thing. But you know what? I think I'll end the show on a good note with you. I think I'll end it. But it's great to hear your voice, man. It is great to hear what you're doing, and we will get together with King Webb. King's my guy. He's one of the morning crew, and we'll make things happen for all the musicians out there.
Thank you. I do appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, my pleasure.
It's
always a pleasure to you. When you get big, I'll be happy to just know that I knew him when, and when you accept that award, you'll say my name.
And when I get big, I'm going to fly down there personally. We can have an in-person interview.
You got it. You got it. Hey, man, thanks for coming in. You have a great day and a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you, man. And we're going to end the show on that note with a great guy coming in the studio. We're going to end the show on that note. That's a happy note. Makes me smile all day. We're going to send it out there to you guys. Now, remember, there's a lot of women out there. You know, the pandemic's almost over. You're running wild. And there's some wet-ass pussy out there. But remember, that's the same wet-ass pussy that gets you all in trouble, gets you divorced, end up killing your wives, going home with an STD. You just be careful out there because those hungry women are still waiting for some single men, talented men, to jump on. Guys, just be wise. All right, we're going to send it out for the talented men out there as a warning because the pandemic is ending and these women are out there. And here's the last song. See you guys tomorrow on Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Be careful, guys. They're out there. The pandemic is over and they're on a hunt. Wrap it up.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop, pussy, wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got, pussy, wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, one inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it scream, make me scream. I don't public, make the scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Yeah. Jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. Why you really ain't never got him fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots.
hang your coat for this wet ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep stroke, I need a Henny drink, I need a weed smoke. Not a garden snake, I need a King Cobra with a hook in it, hope it lead over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. A CA1, just like his credit. He got a beard, well, I'm trying to wet it. I let him piss, now he diabetic. I don't wanna spit, I wanna go. I wanna gag, I wanna joke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My hickam is fire, punani the sun. He is going and drying, it's coming outside, yeah. I run on that stand, now the cops behind me. I spit on his mic and I heat trying to sign me.
Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch, handcuffs, leashes. Switch my wig, make him feel like he's T10. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eat you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor. I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he fuck me and ask who's Zizzy, when I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name. Ah.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got for this wet ass pussy. Now from the top, make it drop, that's some wet ass pussy. Now get a bucket and a mop, that's some wet ass pussy. I'm talking wop, 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 that's some wet ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot, that's some wet ass pussy, huh?
You wonder why they call you bitch. Look here, Miss Thang, hate to salt your game, but you's a money younger woman and you need to change. In the locker room, all the homies do is laugh. High fives, cause another nigga played your ass. It was said you was easy, even easy. Leaping around for what you need. So it's your thing and you can shake it how you wanna. Give it up free or make your money on the corner. But don't be bad, play the game. Get mad at change, then you wonder why these motherfuckers call your name. Still looking for a way out, and that's okay. I can see you in the stray as a way out. Keep your mind on your money, enroll in school, and as the years pass by, you can show them fools. But you ain't trying to hear me cause you're stuck. You're heading for the bathroom, about to get tossed up. Still looking for a rich man, you dug a ditch, got your legs up trying to get rich. I love you like a sister, but you need to switch. And that's why they called you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch, you wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch, you wonder why they call you bitch. They call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. Betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. You leave your kids with your mama cause you're heading for the club. In the skin tight mini skirt looking for some love. Got the legs wide open while you're sitting at the bar. Talking to some nigga about his car. I guess he said he had a Lexus. What's next? You're heading to his car for some sex. I pass by, can't hold back tears inside. Cause Lord knows, for years I tried. And all the other people on my block hate your guts. Then you wonder why they stare and call you slut. Like your mind don't understand. You don't have to kill your dreams. Plotting schemes on the man. Keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. Either a nigga wear a rubber or we die smoking. I'm hearing rumors, so you need to switch. And niggas wouldn't call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. I guess time's getting hard, even harder for you. Cause hey now, got a baby on the way now. More money from the county, and thanks to the welfare. You about to get your hair done. You got a dinner date, can't be late. Trick or treat, sweet thing, got another trick to me. The way he did it, it was smooth. Plotting while he gaming you, so baby, beat the rules. I should've seen it in the first case. The worst case, I should've never called you back in the first place. I remember back in high school, baby, you was fast, straight sex. When you move your ass. But now things change, cause you don't look the same. Let the ghetto get the best of your baby, that's a thing called HIV. And now you're about to be deceased, and finally be at peace. So where your niggas at now? Cause everybody left, they set, and left you on your own. See, I loved you like a sister, but you died too quick. And that's why we called you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch. your bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch. I bet you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch. You wonder why we call you bitch.
Dear Mr. Lord Sucker,
right.
You keep stressing me,
really?
Fucking with a motherfucker mind. I figured you wanted to know, you know, why we call them hoes, bitch. Maybe this might help you understand. It ain't personal,
no.
Strictly business, baby. Strictly business.
So if you wonder why we call you bitch, you wonder why we call you bitch. If you wonder why we call you bitch, you wonder why we call you bitch.
Keep letting motherfuckers walk all over you. You don't need to be playing too nice with everybody. But what if I'm not strong enough? Who you gonna listen to? Them or Tina Snow? What you need to do is go in there and show them that you that bitch.
You right.
I am that bitch. I know.
I'd rather keep it real with ya.
Real hot girl shit. It ain't always about what you like. Sometimes it's about what's right.
I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? Why you wanna play with me? You know I'm undefeated. A real high girl know how to keep a nigga heated. You say you want respect, or treat me how you wanna be treated. You told me to keep it real, but you don't practice what you preaching. You want me to blow your phone up and come and looking for you till I find you. You really want me to book the hoe that you fucking with if I find her. Bitch, you ain't that busy, I don't give a fuck what you ain't got time for. You look me in my eyes and know you lying, man, that's far, bro. Man, you knew I was a player, so you made me need to relax. You know that you gon' hate me if I get the plan, get back. I ain't turning to no damage when you met me, boy, I been there. You trying to make me something that I ain't, and I ain't with that. I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? Got my mind on getting paid, we ain't fucking some days. He probably thinking I'm in pain, but I'm really on game. Ain't no nigga finna stop me, independent, I got me. All the shit that I be needing can't depend on the prolly. And that's fucked up cause you know that I don't fuck with nobody. I be quiet, but you out here telling stories one-sided. I ain't perfect, can I try to fix the shit that ain't working? But it's 2020, I ain't finna argue about twerking. Since you wanna test some waters, might as well jump in with both of you. If you leave me and you see me, better act like you don't know me. If you think your shit get better with another bitch, go get her. When you realize she ain't got you like I got you, I can't help you. B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm tripping anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. Them bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be your B-I-T-C-H.
Kerosene, it's half as cheap as
loves me cause I'm always good. He loves me not. Watch me light the match and let it drop.
Collab creations, bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Hey, tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Blackstreet and Teddy, the original rough shaker.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the town. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day.
true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow, wow.
East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style. She's knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers hit curves so frequent to her. Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play, just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it. Trump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time. Baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
First class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now the thing, Cartier wooden frame sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We be the baddest click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake bag boards? High shows and proves, no doubt. I've been thinking so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a player's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your again Chauncey. I'll be sending a call. Let's stay around 3:30. Queen Pen and Black.
No diggity. No doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got the bag.
Girl, you got it going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity. No diggity.
Out.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby.
Shoot.
Ooh. How you doing, baby?
Shoot.
No, not you.
Ooh.
No,
shoot.
The bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name?
Shoot.
Damn, baby. That sounds sexy.
Here I go, here I go, here I go again, girl. What's my weakness? Okay, then chillin', chillin', mindin' my business.
Word.
Your thoughts, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kinda, wicked, wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I ask for the digits. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, fly to it, whip me. Dumps it in my hip, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip forward, tip, made me wanna do tricks on them. Lick them like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell, makes me wanna shoot, shoot, shoot. You're packed in your sack, especially in the back. Brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, booby? If looks could kill, you would be an easy or a shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know. my coupe, you make me wanna.
This is a story. I was going to hang up. I was going to end it with the song. But the real story I wanted Rachel to talk about, I found it. Check this out. I think it's a real important story. Here we go.
You may have heard over the weekend that former President Donald Trump and his supporters got very excited because the so-called audit of the 2020 presidential election in Arizona had finally found the smoking gun. They've said they found the evidence that the presidential election was tampered with somehow, and maybe this is the proof that Donald Trump really didn't lose Arizona, and therefore he didn't really lose the election, and therefore secretly he's still president and all will be revealed. Former President Trump rushed out a statement about it, saying, quote, "The entire database of Maricopa County in Arizona has been," all caps, "deleted. This is illegal, and the Arizona State Senate, who is leading the forensic audit, is up in arms." Yes, the Republicans who run the Arizona State Senate did seize more than 2 million ballots from Arizona's largest county. They did hand them over to a firm called Cyber Ninjas to recount the whole presidential election. They were up in arms. It's true, just like Donald Trump said. And so today they announced that they would be holding a hearing with the QAnon conspiracy theory promoter who runs Cyber Ninjas and the other folks they've got running this so-called audit. They said they would hold this hearing to get to the bottom of this scandal, to tell America what's going on with the smoking gun deleted database. But then at the hearing today, the geniuses running the audit actually had to admit, sorry, we do actually have the database. It was not deleted. We misunderstood. Never mind. Election auditors say they have the data that they accused Maricopa County of deleting. Oh, we have that. We said you threw it out. We have it. Oh, right. That whole thing the former president was yelling about, the election crime he had discovered that would undo the 2020 election and put him back in the White House. Never mind, that didn't happen. Oops. But something about this latest debacle involving the clown show Arizona audit, this messing with the presidential election results in Arizona, seems to have broken something in a bunch of Arizona Republicans, or maybe broken something open among Republicans who had previously supported this so-called audit, or who had at least stayed grudgingly silent about it. I mean, spare a thought for the recently elected Republican Maricopa County recorder, which means he's the county's election administrator. He was just elected in November. He defeated the Democratic incumbent and became the new county recorder. But because he was just elected in November, that means he had literally nothing to do with administering the election in November. He just took office this year after he himself was elected in that election. And he has said publicly he has no interest in getting involved in this clown show fight over what happened in the November election. He was clearly hoping just to sit it out and let it blow over. But it's not blowing over. And when former President Trump put out his statement this weekend trumpeting the supposed deletion of Maricopa County's voter database, and that being a huge crime, Maricopa County's Republican election administrator decided that he had finally had enough, that he could no longer sit by and hope this all went away. He said, quote, "Wow, this is unhinged," talking about President Trump's statement. "I'm literally looking at our voter registration database on my other screen right now." He said, "We can't indulge these insane lies any longer as a party, as a state, as a country. This is as readily falsifiable as 2 plus 2 equals 5. If we don't call this out, dot, dot, dot." And he just left it there at the ellipse.
Among my patients, I often see them have teeth sensitivity as well as gum issues. Does it worry me? Absolutely.
There's an ad playing that I can't control, but I can mute the ad. And this is very interesting, and she's going to continue. Listen to this. This happened yesterday.
I mean, on the one hand, Republicans in Arizona now finally appear to be standing up in some numbers and calling this stuff out. And it seems like they're mostly doing it because they recognize that they're starting to look foolish. For example, you could hear the exasperation in the voice of that Republican Maricopa County Elections Administrator when he appeared before the Board of Supervisors in the county yesterday and recited the litany of insanity that even just he has been subjected to in his few short months in office.
"I have been accused of inserting fake ballots delivered from a South Korean plane. More recently, I have been accused of deleting entire databases, even though I participated in the transference of all databases to the Senate, have seen them with my own eyes, and even though I still have access to the current fully functional voting database. It is enough. Supervisor Hickman has even been accused of feeding ballots to hundreds of thousands of chickens at his farm and then purposefully incinerating them."
This is what the Republicans want you to believe, that they got ballots for Trump and they fed them to chickens and then they cooked the chickens to destroy the evidence. This is where we are, where the Republicans are thinking. This is Trump telling everybody that there are thousands of ballots that were fed to chickens, to thousands of chickens, and then they cooked the chickens to destroy the evidence. This is what Trump wants you to believe, what the Democrats did to the ballots. I'll play it again. Here it is. Listen.
"Deleting entire databases, even though I participated in the transference of all databases to the Senate, have seen them with my own eyes, and even though I still have access to the current fully functional voting database. It is enough. Supervisor Hickman has even been accused of feeding ballots to hundreds of thousands of chickens at his farm and then purposefully incinerating them."
Incinerating the chickens to cover up the evidence that the chickens ate the ballots. Because you wouldn't just incinerate the ballots. You'd want them to pass through a chicken first. And then you got to get rid of the chicken. See? Come on. Don't think we don't know how to play this game. Without a chicken in the middle of the incineration process, can all be reverse engineered. Then Joe Biden would be president. Even one Republican state senator who voted for this audit now tells the New York Times, quote, "It makes us look like idiots. Looking back, I didn't think it would be this ridiculous. It's embarrassing to be a state senator at this point." The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, it's a five-member board, four of the five are Republicans. Today they refused an invitation from the state Senate president to attend that hearing they held today with the conspiracy theorists they hired to run the supposed audit. The supervisors instead wrote to the Republican president of the state Senate, and this is what they said, quote, "You have rented out the once good name of the Arizona State Senate to grifters and con artists who are fundraising hard-earned money from our fellow citizens, even as your contractors parade around the Coliseum hunting for bamboo and something they called kinematic artifacts while shining purple lights for effect. None of these things are done in a serious audit. The result is that the Arizona Senate is held up to ridicule in every corner of the globe, and our democracy is imperiled. This split in the Arizona Republican Party that's spilling out into the open this week seems to have arisen in part because of Republicans' concern about them becoming a laughingstock, yes. But they're also making the point now that as much as people are laughing at them about this, and as bad as that is, this also has serious consequences, not just for how Americans think in the abstract about our democracy, you know, about if elections are real things that we should use that have objectively verifiable outcomes, and that's how we make political decisions in this country. Even beyond that big picture, in just looking in the very short term and locally, Arizona Republicans are now saying, hey, when we next have an election in this state in 2022, by doing this, by indulging every conspiracy and fantasy about supposed election fraud that we can conjure from the ether and treating it all like it's equally serious and it all must be tracked down, by doing this, we are on track to have an electorate that doesn't believe in the results of the next election.
There you are, discomfort.
There you go. That's what the Republicans are up to. They're recounting the ballots, thinking that they can go in and remove Biden, and Trump wants to say that he is the president again, and he's just waiting for people to come back. Meanwhile, what's happening right now is that the probe in New York is now, first it was a civil case for Trump, you know, tax evasion, blah, blah, blah. They just upped it yesterday to a criminal matter, meaning he's not going to skate into the civil courts. They want to indict the motherfucker. And they will. Because not only are they going after Trump, as of yesterday, they're going after his family, the organization. That's when they take Rudy Giuliani down. And he's going to sing like a Temptations when they take him down. When the government wants to get you, it doesn't matter who you are, they're going to get you. This is not going to stop. They were even, you're not going to believe this, they were even, Trump called Governor DeSantis of Florida. And there's rumors that they were talking about extradition, meaning that if New York wants to indict him, can he hide out in Florida? They're even talking about that. And they're preparing for that. Can you imagine Trump holding up in Florida? He cannot. And what's ironic is that the Trump supporters are still thinking this loser, this criminal, this douchebag is good for them and their country. This guy who did the overthrow the United States, so he didn't want people to certify Biden. And no matter what he does, this piece of dirt, there are people out there going, and not only that, a loser. I can understand if the Republicans want him because they're winning. He lost everything he did. Casinos, stakes, university, everything Trump put his hand on, he lost. He never won. He even lost the popular vote when he ran against Clinton in 2016. He lost the popular vote. He not only lost the popular vote this last election, he lost the state of Georgia. The guy's a loser, and an indicted loser, and an impeached loser, and I laugh at people to say, yeah, he's our guy. I don't know. I mean, the guy's a loser, so what do you call the people who are cheering for this loser? What kind of people are they? It is unbelievable. You got Republicans running around with conspiracy theories thinking that somebody fed hundreds of thousands of chickens ballots. And Trump were saying, yeah, that's what they did. And not only that, they fried the chickens who ate the ballots. This is the universe that the Republicans want you to believe. I am Ryan Hammer Jackson, and I am leaving this world. I don't belong in Earth. I am not one of you Earthlings. I observe you. My job is to observe you, Earthlings, and send information to my planet where there is normal species out there that we laugh at you. So I will take my notes and I will send it back to my planet so they can see what's happening with you people on Earth. But in a way, they know that you're too stupid, that they're not going to invade us and waste their time, because my people are very smart and they're traveling to other planets where there's life forms. But I must report back to my people on another planet. Until then, I will resume the human form, as you know, and I will be on this radio, as you hear. But I will be watching. I will be taking notes. Because you humans fascinate me. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Brian Hammer Jackson Show.